It's hard to gander at my newsfeed without seeing something disturbing. People hurting people, all of it undeserving. These people hurting first, now they're retaliating, perpetuating a cycle of pain through this chain of events. It doesn't make any sense. Unless you're going through it, then you know the pain is intense. We're seeing protests and the killings, and we offer support. But see the flames in the buildings and Molotovs in the court. Then we lose sight of compassion. But the takedown of children's causing that breakdown turns frustration to action. Now, I'm not saying that it's right, but listen, as the flames are engulfing the night, try to envision how high the flame inside them would have had to be building. That would drive them to go ignite every building. This in the same town where they reside, the supplies of my living need to keep in mind the plight they were given. The actions of a few never represent the masses. Not all blacks are thugs, not all cops are fascists. People are just people with this classification. We place upon them known as race divides a nation. We all are trying to cope with the pain of false information that's been taught for generations. What's reported on the news is only learned hatred. We can all reverse the cycle if we learn to face it. And then starting with acknowledging the ones we're hating. Trying to understand the feelings, give them validation. Let compassion be the starting point. Then we can all enjoy a better life. Not only us, but every generation in sight. And be mindful of everything that you say. It can make or it can ruin the day. Please. We'll be okay. And we'll be okay. Please. And we'll be okay.